In Radio Theatre This Week, we present The Rainmaker, adapted for radio by Dennis Forbeck from the play written by N. Richard Nash. It was produced for radio by Colin Fish and directed by David Gooden.
Morning, Noah.
I heard somebody fussing around down here in the kitchen. I was hoping it was Lizzie getting the breakfast.
Yeah, she was so dead beat after a trip, I figured I'd let her sleep.
Yeah, I heard her walk in her room last night till all hours. It's getting late. Maybe I better wake her up.
No, don't do that, Noah. She must have had a pretty rough time. Let her sleep it off.
Well, if she had a rough time, it was your idea. It's not a sign of a drop breaking. Cross out another day on the calendar.
No, I wish you wouldn't do that. You and your concerned calendar. Why don't you stop counting the days it ain't rained? When it rains, and your counting don't make no difference.
I'd sure like to take it easy like you and Jim. You know what I seen this morning? 3 more calves down and out, and a couple of heifers.
Morning, Pop. Morning, Noah.
Morning, Jimmy.
I got something to say to you, Jim. About last night.
Oh?
You could have got yourself into a hat full of trouble.
What kind of trouble, Noah?
Certain girl named Snooky.
Oh? Snooky at the dance?
You'd have thought no one else was there the way Jim chased after her. Dumb kid like you. Don't you know the trouble you can get yourself into with a girl like that?
Why don't you let me alone?
Did you hear that, Pop?
All right, that's enough, boys. Oh, yeah, look at that heat. 101 degrees.
Yeah. Hey, you know what Leslie does last night? She gets off the train, comes home, and starts cleaning up her bedroom. In the middle of the night. Pop, there was no need for that. I cleaned her room real nice.
Jimmy, when some girls ain't happy, they cry. Lizzie works.
What are we going to do about it, Pop?
I don't know.
Well, we got to do something. You're a father, and comes a time when a father's got to say something.
Say what? Lizzie, you got to get married? She knows she's got to get married. We all know it.
She knows it ain't no point in saying it to her.
Morning, Pop. Noah, Jimmy.
Morning, honey.
Morning, Lizzie.
Oh, it's sure good to be home again.
Just what the boys are saying. Sure good to have Lizzie home again.
No sign of rain yet, is there?
Not a cloud anywhere.
Oh, I dreamt we had a rain. Great big rain.
Did you, Lizzie?
Thunderstorm. Coming down in sheets. Lightning flashed. Thunder rolled up and down the canyon like a kid with a big drum. I looked up and I laughed and yelled. Oh, it was marvelous.
Drought's a drought. And a dream's a dream.
Oh, but this was a nice dream, Noah. And nearly as good as rain.
How was your trip, Lizzie?
Yeah, how's Uncle Ned and Aunt Ivy?
And how's all them boys?
Babe.
Hey, who's got to be the best looking of them boys, Lizzie?
Oh, I guess. Pete.
Never could get those boys straight. Which one's Pete?
He's the one with the yellow hair.
Oh, yellow hair's nice in a man.
Sounds like you liked him the best.
Oh, I'm crazy about Pete. He asked me to marry him.
Is that true, Lizzie?
He did? What'd you tell him?
Oh, I told him I would. As soon as he graduates from grammar school.
Grammar school? Is he that dumb?
No. He's only 9 years old. Pop, let's not beat about the bush. I know why you sent me to Sweet River. Because Uncle Nat's got 6 boys. 3 of them are old enough to be married, and so am I. Well, I'm sorry you went to all that expense. The railroad ticket, all those new clothes. The trip didn't work. Noah, you can write it in the book, in red ink.
What happened at the Sweet River, Lizzie?
Nothing. Just nothing at all. The first 3 or 4 days I was there, I just stayed in my room all the time. Because I was embarrassed.
Embarrassed? About what?
Oh, Noah, use your head. I knew what I was there for, and the whole family knew it, too. And I couldn't stand the way they were looking me over. Suddenly I felt as though I was way back at the high school dance and no one was dancing with me. That I was wearing eyeglasses again the way I used to. But the day I left Sweet River, little Pete was born. And he said, "You're the beautifulest girl that ever was."
And he's right. You are.
Oh, Pop, please.
We see you that way. He saw you
that
way.
But not his big brothers.
Because you didn't show yourself right. You hid behind your glasses that you don't wear anymore. You're afraid of being beautiful.
I'm afraid to think I am when I know I'm not.
Lizzie, me and the boys figured we'd ride into 3 Point this afternoon. We're going to the sheriff's office and we're going to talk to his deputy.
Pop?
Yes, Farl. Go and invite him to supper.
If you do, I won't be here.
I could invite a fella to supper in my own house, can't I?
I don't want you to go out and lasso a husband for me.
I don't do anything of the kind. I won't even say your name. We'll start talking about a poker game, maybe, and then we'll get round to supper. And before you know it, you'll be sitting in that chair.
No.
Lizzie, we're going, no matter what you say.
Hey, hold on, Pop. I'm against this. We don't do it if Lizzie says no.
And that's what I'll say. No.
Don't listen to Noah. Every time you and Jim have to scratch your back, you turn and ask Noah.
Because he's the only sensible one around here, Pop. The three of us, we get carried away and...
Well, then... once in your life, get carried away.
Well, that is the dumbest advice I ever heard.
Noah, any time something comes up that you can't figure on paper, you say it's dumb.
Pop, if you want to invite someone to supper, go ahead, but not Fowl.
Why not?
Because Fowl, he doesn't even know I'm on this earth. Whenever we ride into town, he makes a point of ignoring me.
When a man makes a point of ignoring you, he ain't ignoring you at all. Now, what about it, Lizzie? File for supper?
No, I don't like him. No, no!
Lizzie, when you were a kid, if I ever thought you were lying, I'd say to you, honest and truth, and then you'd never lie. But I'm saying it now. You don't like file? Honest and truth?
Oh, for Pete's sake, go on and invite him.
Okay. Come on, boys. You go ahead and cook a great supper, Lizzie.
Hello? No, Sheriff Thomas just left. I'll take it. Well, I'm his deputy. Name of what? Tornado Johnson. Yeah, I got it. What's he wanted for? Oh, is he armed? I say, has he got a gun? All right, yeah. Send us a picture as soon as you get it.
Hi, Fowl.
Oh, hi, H.C. Come on in. Hi there, boys.
Hi, Fowl.
what's it like in Sweet River?
How'd we know? We ain't been to Sweet River.
Oh, Sheriff says that Lizzie's been to Sweet River. How'd Lizzie like it there?
She liked it fine.
Yeah, she liked it fine. Three barn dances, a rodeo, or some affair, and locking all over the place.
How's your poker, file?
Oh, I don't like poker much.
You don't?
Oh, we figured to ask you to play some cards.
Gave up cards a long time ago, H.C.
You did, huh?
Hmm.
Oh. Yes, sir, sure is great. What a great time Lizzie had in Sweet River.
Did Lizzie come back by herself?
Well, sure. You went by herself, didn't you?
That don't mean nothing. I rode down to Leverstown to buy myself a mare. I went by myself and I came back with a mare.
Well, she didn't go to buy nothing. Get it, Fowl? Nothing.
Don't get ornery, Jim. Just asked a friendly question.
I always say to Jim, the reason you ain't got no real friends, Jim, is because you're ornery. You just don't know how to make friends.
Well, sure I do.
You ever ask a fella out to have a drink? You ever say to a fella, come on home and have some supper?
Oh. Oh, I guess you're right, Pop. I'm real sorry, Fowl. Come on home and have some supper.
I guess I'll say no to the supper, boys. But I'll be glad to go out and have a drink with you.
No, we don't have time for a drink, but we've been figuring to ask you to supper one of these days.
Be glad to come one of these days.
Hey, how about tonight?
I don't have time tonight. Seems there's some kind of outlaw heading this way. A fella named Tornado Johnson. Have to stick around.
Hey, if he's coming this way, he might even be over at our place tonight.
Well, I won't be over at your place, Jim.
Well, you said for me to be friendly, Pop. Well, I'm trying, but he don't even want to be friendly.
I want to be friendly, Jim. But I don't want to be married.
Who says we're inviting you over for Lizzie? You take that back, you hear?
I won't take nothing back, Jim.
Then take something else.
Fowl, well, I didn't think he had it coming. I'd wipe you up good and clean for doing that to the kid.
He had it coming.
Yeah. Guess we all did. Come on, Jim. Get up off the floor. Let's go home. Come on, Tiddlehead.
Well, go on, tell him he's out by Lizzie.
Shouldn't have hit him, you see.
That's all right. Only thing is, you know you lost that fight.
What?
It wouldn't have hurt you to come to supper.
We weren't talking about supper.
That's right. We was talking of Lizzie.
I commend my own shirts.
Seems to me a lot more needs mending than your shirts.
Now, wait a minute, H.C. You don't drop a word like that and just leave it.
All right. What'd you hit him for?
He threw a punch.
Yeah, and you ducked it fine. He wouldn't have thrown another one. We'd have stopped him. What'd you hit him for?
I'm sorry. Got angry.
That's the point. Why? We came round here and say we like you enough to have you in our family. Is that an insult?
I'm doing all right by myself.
You ain't doing all right. Fellow who won't make friends with nobody. Locks himself in against the whole town that wants to like him. He ain't doing all right. If he says he is, he's a liar.
Take it easy, sir.
I said liar, and I meant it. You talk about yourself as being a widow. But because we all got respect for your feelings, we all say, okay, if he wants us to call him a widower, that's what we'll call him. But you're not widowed, and everyone in this town knows it.
I am a widower. My wife died 6 years ago, back in Pedleville.
Your wife didn't die, Fyle. She ran out on you. You're a divorced man. We'll all go on calling you a widower as long as you want us to. It don't hurt us none. To us, it's only a little lie, but to you, the fellow who shuts himself up with that lie, he needs mending. Want to throw any more punches?
Fiddling with that crystal set, man.
Hey, you think I could get Kansas City this time of night?
I don't think you could get Kansas City any time of the day or night.
Yeah? Well, anyway, I got it and I didn't know it. Last night, when everybody went to bed, I couldn't sleep. So I come downstairs here and I fiddle with this little old radio set and suddenly I just sound like the prettiest music. And I says to myself, son of a gun, I got Kansas City.
Static, that's all. Just
I
static.
Knew you'd say that, Noah. And I figured the answer for it. If it feels like Kansas City, it is Kansas City.
Where's Lizzie? Did you tell her?
No, Pop. She ran upstairs to get dressed. She's got the table laid for supper. Says she made steak and kidney pie.
Well, folks, how do I look?
Oh, beautiful, Lizzie.
Oh, gee,
you know,
Lizzie?
Pop, I really think I am, if you don't look too close. When do you suppose Fowler get here? I ought to know what time we can start eating.
We can start any time you see.
Any time? Oh, I see. Fowler's not coming.
Oh, not that he didn't want to come, Lizzie. He wanted to a lot, and then suddenly he remembered.
What did he remember, Jimmy?
He remembered there's some kind of an outlaw running around, and he figured being sheriff's deputy, well, he'd better stick around and pay attention to his job. Business before pleasure, you know? Hey, that's just what he said. Business before pleasure. Yes, sir. Fire was real friendly.
Friendly, huh? What happened to your eye?
Well, it kind of swelled up on me.
Fire hit him.
You mean you fought to get him to come here?
Oh, it was only a little bitty fight, Lizzie.
Why didn't you make it a big one, a riot? Why didn't you all just pile on and slug him?
Now, you're seeing this all wrong, Lizzie.
No, I'm seeing the way it happened. He said she might be a pretty good cook and it might be a good supper, but she's plain. She's as plain as old shoes.
He didn't say nothing like that.
No, he didn't say nothing about shoes.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done what we did.
Yes, we should have done it.
Why, we got to do anything. We've been pushing it around, trying to marry her off. Why? What if she don't want to get married? She's got a home, she's got a family, she's got bed and board and clothes on her back and plenty to eat. She's got everything she needs.
You mean she's got everything you can tote up in your bookkeeping books, Noah? But she ain't got what'll make her happy.
Well, stop it! Stop it, all of you!
Lizzie.
To the devil with Fowler and all of them!
Hey, open the door.
Well, must have been the wind.
No, it wasn't the wind.
Who are you?
The name's Starbuck. Starbuck is the name.
Lady of the house, hello.
Hello.
Well, that's a mighty pretty dress. It ought to go to a party.
What can we do for you?
Did I introduce myself? The name is Starbuck, Rainmaker.
Yeah, I've heard tell about Rainmakers.
And I read about them. But we don't believe in them, fella.
Ah, what you do believe in is dying cattle, huh?
You really mean you can bring rain?
It's been done, brother. It's been done.
Oh, where? How?
How? Sodium chloride. Pitch it up high, right up in the clouds. Electrifying the cold front, neutralize the warm front. Barometricize the tropopause. Magnetize occlusions in the sky.
In other words, bunk.
Lady, you're right. And you know why it sounds like bunk? Because it is bunk. Bunk and hokey pokey. And I tell you, I'd be ashamed to use any of those methods.
Well, what method do you use?
Well, my method's like my name. It's all my own. You want to hear my deal?
We're not interested.
Not one bit.
What is it? What's the deal?
$100 in advance. And inside 24 hours, you'll have rain.
You mean it? Real rain?
Rain is rain, brother. It comes from the sky. It's a wetness known as water. Aqua pura. Mammals drink it, fish swim in it, little boys wade in it, and the birds flap their wings and sing like sunrise. Water. I recommend it.
Pay him the $100, Noah.
Oh, Noah, don't be a chump.
Me? Don't worry. I won't.
How do you do it, Starbuck?
Now, don't ask me no questions.
Why? It's a fair question. How do you do it?
What do you care how I do it, little sister, as long as it's done? But I'll tell you. I lift this stick, my magic wand, and I take a long swipe of the sky and let down a shower of hailstones as big as cantaloupes. I'll shout out some good old Nebraska cuss words, and when you turn around, there's a lake where your corral used to be. Or I'll sing a little tune, maybe. It'll sound so pretty and sound so sad you'll weep. And your old man will weep and the sky will get all misty-like and shed the prettiest tears you ever did see. How'll I do it? Girl, I'll just do it.
Where'd you bring rain before?
What town? What state?
Sister, the last place I brought rain to is now called Starbuck. They named it after me. Dry? Whew! I'll tell you, those people didn't have enough damp to blink their eyes. So I get out my big wheel and my rolling drum and my yellow hat with three little feathers on it. I look up at the sky and I say, cumulus cumulonimbus, minulo cumulus. And pretty soon, way up there, there's a teeny little cloud looking like a whitewashed chicken house. And then I look up and there's a herd of white buffalo stampeding across the sky. And then, sister of good people, down comes the rain. Rain in buckets, rain in barrels, filling the lowlands, flooding the gullies. And the land is as green as the Valley of Adam. And when I rode out of there and I looked behind me, I see the prettiest colors in the sky. Green, blue, purple, gold. Colors to make you cry. And me, I'm riding right through that rainbow. Well, how about it? Is it a deal?
Well...
Pop, no. He's a liar and a con man.
Yep. And that's what he is, all right. A liar and a con man.
Oh, hurts me to hear you say that, mister. Well... So long, then.
Wait a minute. Tim.
You said I was a con man.
But I didn't say I wouldn't take your deal.
Oh, Pop.
You ain't going to throw away $100, Pop.
It's my $100, Noah.
How do I write it in the books?
Write it as a gamble, Noah. I've lost more than that in poker on a Saturday night.
But there's no reason.
Well, I'll give you a reason, Lizzie girl. You got to take my deal because once in your life you got to take a chance on a con man. You got to take my deal because you got dying calves that might pick up and live. Because $100 is only $100. You gotta take my deal because rain in a dry season is a sight to behold. You gotta take my deal because it's gonna be a hot night tonight. And the world goes crazy on a hot night. And maybe that's what a hot night is for.
You got a deal.
Tell you, I knew I had a deal the minute I walked in this house.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I see four of you and five places set for supper. And I says to myself, Starbuck, your name's written on that chair.
Hey, let's eat.
Boy, Jim, you beat that drum out there. Make it rumble.
Make it rumble.
I bet you feel right proud of yourself.
Oh, kind of proud, sure.
You're not satisfied to steal our money. You have to make jackasses out of us. Why'd you send them out there on those fool errands? Jim beating that great big drum like thunder. Pop painting white arrows on the ground to keep the lightning away from the house.
Your pa understands the way I work. Confidence. I gotta have it. And young Jim, he's right in the spirit of things.
Even Noah. Tying the mule's hind legs together, because you told him to. Why?
Maybe I sent him out so I could talk to you alone.
What?
You heard me. Lizzie, can I ask you a little question?
No.
I'll ask it anyway. Hey, why are you fussing at the buttons of your dress?
Fussing at the buttons? I'm not.
It's a nice dress, too. Brand new, ain't it? You expecting someone?
None of your business.
A woman gets all decked out. She must be expecting her beau. Where is he? It's getting kind of late.
I'm not expecting anybody.
Oh, I see. You were, but now you ain't. Stand you up, huh?
Mr. Starbuck, you got more...
Now, wait a minute.
Let's go on me.
But the minute I walked into your house, before I hardly said a word, you didn't like me. Why?
I said let go.
Now, you didn't like me. Why? Why'd you get up on your hind legs like a frightened mare?
I wasn't frightened. You paraded yourself in here, and you took over the place. I don't like to be taken in by a con.
Now, wait a minute. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm tired of you querying my work and calling me out of my name.
I called you what you are, a big mouth liar and a fake.
How'd you know I'm a liar? How'd you know I'm a fake? Maybe I can bring rain. Maybe when I was born, God whispered a special word in my ear. Maybe he said, Bill Starbuck, you ain't got no money, no fancy spurs, no white horse with a golden saddle. You ain't gonna have no wife and no kids, no green little house to come home to, but Bill Starbuck, wherever you go, you bring rain. Maybe that's my one and only blessing.
There's no such blessing in the world.
I've seen better blessings, Lizzie girl. I got a brother who's a doctor. You don't have to tell him where you ache or where you pain. He just comes in, lays his hand on your heart, and pretty soon you're breathing sweet again. And I got another brother who can sing. And when he's singing that song, it's there and never leaves you. I used to think, why ain't I blessed like Fred and Arnie? Why am I just a nothing man with nothing special to my name? And then, one summer comes the drought, and Fred can't heal it away and Arnie can't sing it away. But me, I go down to the hollow and I look up and I say, rain, please bring rain. And the rain comes. And I knew I was one of the family. Well, that's a story. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to.
I don't believe it.
You know you're like Noah. You don't believe nothing.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You're scared to believe in anything. You put that fancy dress on and your bow don't come. So you're scared that nothing will ever come. You got no faith.
I've got as much as anyone.
You don't even know what faith is. And I'm going to tell you. It's believing that you see white when your eyes tell you it's black. It's knowing with your heart.
And I know you're a fake.
I'm sad about you, Lizzie. You don't believe in anything. Not even in yourself. You don't even believe that you're a woman. And if you don't, then you're not. That's it, Lizzie. If you don't believe you're a woman, you're not.
I want to believe. I want to. Jimmy, please, please quit that. I want to believe. Doing that?
Hmm? Oh, for Starbuck. Jimmy was going to take him out to the harness room, if it's all right with you.
Mm-hmm, it's all right.
He must have forgot about them.
Pop, do you know what that Starbuck man said to me?
What, Lizzie?
Oh, why repeat it? A man like that, if you could go repeating what people like that have to say. Why doesn't it rain? What we need is a flood. A great big flood. End of the world. Ta-da, goodbye. Oh, Pop. Pop, can a woman take lessons in being a woman?
You don't have to take lessons. You are one.
Starbuck says I'm not.
If Starbuck doesn't see the woman in you, he's blind.
Is Fire blind? Are they all blind? Oh, Pop, I'm sick and tired of me. I want to get out of me for a while. Be someone else.
Like Lily Ann Beasley, maybe, down at the social club.
That's right. Lily Ann Beasley knows how to get men. That's what Jim says. Now, hello, Gil Danby. How goody-goody looking you are. Such curly blonde hair, such pearly white teeth. Can I count your teeth? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you mustn't bite and all those muscles. Oh, just as hard as stone. That's what they are, hard as stone. Don't tickle a little lady's going to roll over in D.I.D.
Hello, Fire. Come in.
It's kind of late. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
No. We were just... I don't know what we was doing.
Well, Lizzie,
Hello, Father.
Got to thinking about the little fuss I had with Jimmy and, well, about his eye. Well, I want to apologize. I'm sorry.
You said that this afternoon, Father.
Didn't I say it to Jim?
That's true, you didn't. He's upstairs. I'll send him down.
Don't worry, Pa. I'll call him. Oh, Jimmy! Jimmy, can you come down?
That's all right, Lizzie. I was going up anyway.
Oh. Father, would you... Do you care for a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. I already had my supper.
Yes, of course.
I didn't mean to mention supper. Sorry I said it.
You coming, Lizzie? Oh.
Hi, Jim. Oh, my, that's a bad eye. Came around to say I'm sorry.
Oh, don't think nothing of it, Fowl. Bygones is bygones.
Glad to hear you talk that way.
Sure. Well, Fowl's here, huh? Yes, sir, he certainly is. He certainly is here.
Was that Jim's drum I've been hearing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was musical. Lizzie, I didn't come around to apologize to Jim.
Why'd you come for, Father?
To get something off my chest. Well, there's a wrong impression going in the town that I'm a widower. Well, I'm not.
I know that.
I know you know it, but I gotta say it. I'm a divorced man.
You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Yes, I do. Came to tell the truth to your father and to the whole town. I've been denying I'm a divorced man. Well, no, I admit it. That's all I'm going to say. And that squares me with everybody.
Does it?
Yes, it does. And from here on in, if I want to live alone all by myself, it's nobody's business but my own.
Oh, but that's where you're dead wrong.
Wrong? Well, how?
Why, it's everyone's business, because you owe some of the people.
I don't owe anything to anyone.
Yes, you do.
What?
I don't know. Friendship. If someone holds out his hand to you, you've got to reach it and take it.
What do you mean, I've got to?
Well, you've got to. There are too many people alone, and if you're lucky enough for someone to watch you for a friend, it's an obligation.
I'd better tell you the rest. My wife walked out on me with a school teacher.
What was she? I guess she was beautiful.
Yes, she was. With a school teacher.
What was he like?
He had weak hands and nearsighted eyes. And he always looked like he was ready to faint, and she ran off with him.
Maybe her teacher needed her, and you didn't.
Sure I needed her.
Did you tell her so?
No, I didn't. Why should I?
Why should you? Why didn't you?
It's one thing I learned, to be independent. I won't ask for anything.
But if you asked her, she might have stayed.
I know darn well she might have stayed. The night she left me, she said to me, "File," she said, "tell me not to go. Tell me don't go."
And you didn't?
I tried. And I couldn't.
Just two words, don't go, and you couldn't say them?
It's not the words, it's the begging, and I won't beg.
You're a fool. Oh, my, whatever am I doing? Getting so serious with you, Father. I should have known better, because whenever I do, I put my foot in it. Being so serious, that's not my nature. I'm really a happy-go-lucky girl, just like any other girl. Would you like some grapes?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my, what a nice tie you're wearing. I just die for a man in black silk bow tie.
It ain't silk, it's celluloid.
And when you smile like that, you got the strongest white teeth.
Quit that. What? Quit that. Stop sashaying around like a dumb little flirt.
Oh, no.
Silk tie, strong white teeth. What do you take me for? What do you take yourself for?
I was trying. Oh,
don't be so
trying.
Damn ridiculous. Be yourself.
Oh.
What happened, Lizzie?
Well, what'd he do, Lizzie? Did it run out of
you? Oh, what were you all doing watching a show? Did you think it was Latin clubs?
I'm sorry, Lizzie. We couldn't help being interested.
Interested?
If things went wrong, Pop, it's all your fault.
Mine?
You've been building up rosy dreams for her, and she's got no right to hope for it.
She's got a right to hope for anything.
No! She's got to face facts, and you got to stop telling her lies.
Lies?
Yeah, lies. When she started growing up, you told her she was beautiful, and that's the worst lie of all, because you know, deep down in your heart, you know she's not beautiful. She's plain.
Quit it, Noah. You just quit it.
Lizzie, go and look yourself in the mirror. You're plain.
You asked for it.
No.
No.
Stop it, Joseph.
Stop it. You want to show it to me?
Stop it here. Break it up there. You hear me? Break it up.
You let me go, Starbuck. Let me go.
Quit it, you young fool.
Oh, let me go. I want to kill him.
Get outside. Go on. Get outside.
I'll go outside. I'll go. And I'm never coming back.
The next time that kid goes at me,
The next time he goes at you, I'll see he has fighting lessons.
With you? Clear out of here!
No, I won't clear out. And while I'm here, you quit calling that kid a dumbbell, because he's not. He can take a lousy little crystal set and find magic in it. He can hear thunder in a drum, and you wouldn't understand it because it's not in your book.
I said clear out!
And while I'm here, don't you ever call her plain again. Because you don't understand what's plain and what's beautiful. You don't know what beautiful is.
Starbuck, this is family. It's not your fight.
Yes, it is. I've been fighting fellows like you all my life, and I always lose. But this time... Jim! Jim! Who's there?
It's me. Lizzie.
Oh.
I brought you those bed linens. I came out here to the harness room to thank you for what you said to Noah.
I meant every word of it.
What you said about Jim, I'm sure you meant that.
What I said about you.
I don't believe you.
Lizzie, why don't you let yourself think of me the way you want to?
What do you mean?
What are you scared of?
You. I don't trust you.
Why? What don't you trust about me?
Everything. The way you talk, the way you brag. Why, even your name.
What's wrong with my name?
What sounds fake. Sounds like you made it up.
You're darn right. I did make it up.
Oh.
You know the name I was born with? Smith. Smith, for the love of Mike. And what kind of a handle is that for a fella like me? I need a name that had the whole sky in it and the bower of a man. Starbuck. Now, there's a name. And it's mine. And if I was you, I'd choose another name than Lizzie.
Thank you. I'm very pleased with Lizzie.
Oh, no, you ain't. You ain't pleased with anything about yourself. You sure ain't pleased with Lizzie. Don't stand for nothing.
It stands for me, mister. I'm not the Queen of Sheba. I'm not Lady Godiva.
Wouldn't you like to be?
Oh, Starbuck, you're ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous about it? Dream you're someone. Be someone. So many millions of wonderful women with wonderful names. Listen. I got the greatest name for you. The greatest name. Just listen. Melisande.
I don't like it.
Well, that's because you don't know nothing about her. Well, when I tell you who she was... Lady, when I tell you who she was...
Who?
Well, she was... the most beautiful... She was the most beautiful wife of King Hamlet.
Go on, go on.
Well, he was the fellow who sailed across the ocean and brought back the Golden Fleece. And you know why he did that? Because Melisande begged him for it. I tell you, that Melisande, she was so beautiful. Her hair was so long and curly. Every time he looked at her, he fell right down and died. And this King Hamlet, he'd do anything for her. Anything she wanted. So, when she said, Hamlet, I got a terrible hankering for a soft golden fleece, he just naturally sailed right off and found it. When he came back, all bleeding and torn, he went and laid that fleece of gold right down at her pretty white feet. And she took that fur piece and wrapped it round her pink naked shoulders and said, I got that golden fleece. I'll never be cold no more.
You silly jackass. You take a lot of stories that I've read in 100 different places, and you roll them up into one fat, ridiculous lie.
I wasn't lying. I was dreaming.
It's the same thing?
If you think it's the same thing, then I take it back about your name. Lizzie is just right for you. I'll tell you another name that would suit you. Noah. Because you and your brother, you got no dreams.
You think all dreams have to be your kind. Golden fleece and thunder on the mountain. But there are other dreams, Starbuck. Little quiet ones that come to a woman.
Like what?
like a man's voice saying, "Lizzie, is my blue suit pressed?" And kids laughing and teasing and setting up a racket. And how it feels to say the word husband. There are all kinds of dreams, Mr. Starbuck. Mine are small ones, like my name, Lizzie. But they're real, like my name. Real. So you can have yours, and I'll have mine.
Lizzie, wait.
Please.
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
It's all right. Let me go.
Look, I hope your dreams come true, Lizzie. I hope they do.
They won't. They never will.
Believe in yourself and they will.
I've got nothing to believe in.
You're a woman. Believe in that.
How can I when nobody else will?
You got to believe it first. Let me ask you, Lizzie. Are you pretty?
No. I'm plain.
There's no such thing as a plain woman. Every real woman is pretty.
Not me. When I look in the looking glass...
Don't let Noah be your looking glass.
He's not.
It's got to be inside you.
No.
Don't be afraid, Lizzie. Look. You'll see a pretty woman, Lizzie. Lizzie, you got to be your own looking glass. Then one day the looking glass will be the man who loves you. It'll be his eyes, maybe. And you'll look in the mirror and you'll be more pretty. You'll be beautiful.
It'll never happen.
Make it happen. Lizzie, why don't you think pretty and take down your hair?
No.
No one will see you, Lizzie. No one but me. There. Now close your eyes. Close them. Now say, "I'm pretty."
I'm pretty.
Say it again.
Pretty.
Say it. Mean it.
I'm pretty. I'm pretty. I'm pretty. Why'd you do that? Why'd you kiss me?
Because when you said you were pretty, it was true. Lizzie, look at me. Look at my eyes. What do you see?
I can't believe what I see.
Tell me what you see.
Oh, is it me? Is it really me? Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
Mind if I come in, H.C.?
Oh, here, come on in. Kind of late to be visiting, ain't it?
Oh, I'm not exactly visiting, H.C. We've been getting a lot of phone calls from Peaks Junction, Pedlerville, all down the state line. Been looking for a fella. Well, he's a kind of con man. Name of Tornado Johnson, alias Bill Harmony, alias Bill Smith. Got me wind of him?
I never met anybody called himself by any of those names.
Well, a fella that's got three aliases can easy have four. Anyone been around here at all?
Only you, Fyle.
Now, look, H.C., I know it ain't like you to protect a criminal.
Really a criminal, huh?
Well, he's wanted.
What's he wanted for?
Well, I got notes on it here, and he's wanted in the state of Kansas. He sold 400 tickets to a great rain festival. Well, there wasn't no rain, so there couldn't be no festival. In a small town in Nebraska, he drummed up a lot of excitement about what he called a spectacular eclipse of the sun. Peddled 1,000 pairs of smoked glasses to see it. No eclipse. Month of February, he sold 600 wooden poles, $15 apiece. Called them tornado rods. Claimed that if the town ever got hit by a tornado, the wind would just blow through there like a gentle spring breeze. Not heard a thing. Well, when he left, the town got hit by every blow you can imagine. Blew the tornado rods off the roof, blew the town off the map.
Well, that doesn't sound exactly criminal to me, Fyle.
Does sound like a con man, though, don't he, H.C.? Anyway, we got orders to lock him up. They say this fellow carries a big bass drum with him wherever he goes. Whose drum is that?
It's mine. I'm figuring on being a drummer.
What you figure to be, H.C.? Whitewash painter?
It may be.
Must be some reason you painted that white arrow on the ground.
It's my ground, Fyle.
Yeah, it's your ground, all right. Yeah, but whose wagon is that out there? Right now, go take a look at it.
Why'd you do that, Pop? Why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you see that fella is in the harness room there with my daughter?
I'll get both of them in.
You'll go nowhere with that gun.
You heard what Fowl said about him? He's a swindler and a crook and a four flusher, and I don't know what else.
I'll tell you what else. He's a man.
Pop's right. Getting married is getting married.
Jim, you always say the smart thing at the dumb time. Noah, you stay here.
It ain't right, Pop.
Noah, you're so full of what's right, you can't see what's good. Maybe Lizzie won't get married, but she's got to have something, even if it's only 1 minute, with a man talking quiet and his hand touching her face. If you go out there and shorten that time they have together, if you put one little dark shadow on Lizzie's life, I swear I'll come out after you with a whip. Now, give me that gun.
It's on the table.
Hey, look what Fowl's doing.
What?
He's ransacking Starbucks' wagon. He's getting it all messed up. Well, I ain't gonna let Fowl hurt none of that stuff, you hear?
Crazy young fool.
Now, wait a minute. Someone's coming. It's Lizzie.
Lizzie? Where's Starbuck?
In the harness room. He wanted to come in and talk to you, Papa. I said let me do it first.
Why didn't you call me here? It's hanging around your neck.
Well, I like it like this. I'm gonna wear it this way all my life. Oh, Pop! I've got me a bow.
Have you, honey?
Well, not an always bow, but a bow for meanwhile, until he goes. He says he'll go in a few days, but anything can happen in a few days. Well, anything can happen, can it, Pop?
Yeah, sure can.
Oh, Pop, the world turned coin around.
Why didn't you tell her, Pop?
Tell me what?
Lizzie, you were right about that fella. He's a liar and a con man.
Oh, there's nothing bad about him, Pop. He's so good and so alone, so terribly alone.
Lizzie, come here to the window.
What? What's Fowl doing on his wagon?
He's getting evidence against him. The sheriff's got orders to lock him up.
No.
See you, Lizzie.
Let me go, Noah. Pop said they've got no right to arrest him.
I'm afraid they have.
He cheated and swindled wherever he went.
We've got to help him.
Lizzie, there's nothing to do for him.
Well, not for him, for me. I love him.
You're out of your mind. He'll be gone in a day or two. He'll never even remember he saw you.
That's not true.
You're as different as morning and night. He's opposites to everything you are.
Opposites go together.
And they wind up apart.
I'll put him to me. I'll change him. I'll make him settle down. I'll make him see what the world is like. Something between what he sees and what I see.
Lizzie. Will you make him see you like you are?
He does see me like I am.
What'd he do? Tell you you're beautiful? Tell you you're a princess straight out of fairy tale?
Leave me alone.
He did, didn't he?
Oh. Stop it, Noah. Lizzie, there's some truth in what Noah says.
No.
Noah's right when he says you two ain't matched.
Oh, but we are.
No, you're not. You're only matched if you see life the same way.
Oh, but we really do, Pa.
Starbuck don't see life at all. He only sees something made up in his mind, and I'm sure you ain't Lizzie to him.
No, he sees me as real as you do.
Do you believe that, Lizzie? Do you think he sees you real? Answer me.
Yes, he does.
All right, then. You'd better help him get away. Go out the back door.
And you ain't gonna let her do that, Pop. It's a terrible mistake.
Don't you think I know that? If she don't make this mistake, she'll make a bigger one. She'll stay at home and turn sensible the way you want her to be. She'll follow your rules and jump through your hoop. And pretty soon we'll have another Noah in the house. And then she won't be plain. She'll be ugly. Now go on, Lizzie.
No.
Please, Noah.
Oh, well, Lizzie, you awake?
Yes, Fowl, I'm awake.
Well, I thought you were upstairs asleep.
Now, no one said that, Fowl.
Excuse me.
So where are you going, Lizzie?
Nowhere, I'm going outside.
Oh, better stay here, Lizzie. Find all the evidence I needed in that wagon, H.C. So, where is he?
You do your own work, Fire.
What the Sam Hill's going on here, anyway? I ask you questions, you tell me a pack of lies, and for what? A stranger? A man who don't mean anything to you? Or does he? Maybe you better answer that question, Lizzie. You weren't asleep. Where were you?
It has nothing to do with you.
It's got a lot to do with me.
Starbuck! Don't come here! Run!
He's coming.
Starbuck! I told you to run!
What's going on?
Smith? Johnson? Starbuck?
What do you want?
Sheriff's deputy, you're under arrest.
Arrest?
Don't go for that door!
All right, friend, let's go. Handcuffs?
Put your hands up.
Sure. I'll put my hands up. Okay. Now I'm the man with a gun.
Yeah. Starbuck, get out of here.
Lizzie, just a minute. It's as lonely as dying out there. You want to come with me?
Starbuck.
I'm talking to you, Lizzie. There's no time. Come on.
Lizzie, don't go.
What did you say?
I said don't go.
Oh, Pop, what am I going to do?
Whatever you do, remember you've been asked. You don't never have to go through life a woman who ain't been asked.
Lizzie, you're beautiful now. But you come with me and you'll be so beautiful you'll light up the world.
No, don't say that.
You'll never be Lizzie no more. You'll be Melisande.
Starbuck, you said the wrong thing.
Melisande? What do you mean? Her name's Lizzie Curry.
It's not good enough. Not for her.
It's good enough for me.
No, I've got to be Lizzie. Melisande's a name for one night, but Lizzie can do me my whole life long.
Well, boys, I'm sorry about the rain. But then I didn't stay my full time. So, here's your $100. Another day, maybe, in a dry season. So long, folks.
Thank you, Pa. Thank you.
Well, you got your hair down.
Yeah. She sure has changed.
Jim, for Pete's sake, stop beating that drum.
I ain't beating no drum.
That sounds like... It's thunder!
Lightning!
It's gonna rain!
He said 24 hours! He said 24 hours!
It's gonna rain! It's gonna rain!
Yeah, rain, Lizzie! For the first time in my life!
Starbuck!
You hear it? It's gonna rain! Give me my $100. So long, beautiful.
That was The Rainmaker, written by N. Richard Nash and adapted for radio by Dennis Folbig. It starred Stuart Brown, Hugh Rouse, Erica Rogers and Michael McGovern. It was produced by Colin Fish and directed at the Sonovision Studios in Johannesburg by David Gooden. It was originally broadcast on Springbok Radio on the 19th of July in 1971. The productions of Radio Theatre comes courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.